2, texts 10 and 11, Maharaj Nimi meets the 9 yogendras. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Divim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Krishne Svadamo Pagate Dharma Gyana Divisaha Kalo Nasta Drisham Mesha Pranako Dunodittaha. That means this is from first canto, if anybody's listening. It means Krishna Swadamo Pagate, that Krishna has left and gone back to the spiritual world and taking with him, he took with him, let's see, what did he take? Knowledge, religion, right? It's Dharma, right? Krishna Swadamo Pagate, Dharma Gyanadivisa, so religion, Dharma, knowledge, etc. went with him. But he left the Srimad Bhagavatam that gives light in the darkness of Kali Yuga. So if you have the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can still get out of here. And that's the whole reason that anybody tries to pursue spiritual things, is to try to get out of the miserable condition they're in. And as Maharaj explained, some people don't see the misery, and they're happy. And then there's some people that are transcendental, and they're in ecstasy, and they're happy. And then there's us in the middle, that we know what suffering is, and we know what the goal is, but due to our own Durdaivam, unfortunate condition, we haven't gotten spiritual, and we're in the middle and we're suffering. So that's why we have to take shelter. And as long as we're on this, I just want to mention this before I start. This is a Bhagavad Gita class Prabhupada gave in New York, and Prabhupada's talking about the chanting, about the verses. We all know Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. If you hear and chant, you will be able to be blessed with Smaranam. You'll be able to remember Krishna. So Prabhupada says here, as a rigid principle in every temple, there should be class for hearing and chanting. Without hearing and chanting, to become a leader is impossible. You can become a leader in the material world, but not in the spiritual world. Shravanam Kirtan is the most important thing. So read Bhagavatam, pronounce the verses very nicely. Therefore, we are repeating. We are repeating. You hear the record, you try to repeat. Simply chant the mantra and you will be purified. Even if you do not understand a single word of it, but you simply chant it. This vibration has got such power. Shrinvatam Sukhata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. If you simply chant and vibrate this verse, these shlokas, these verses, it is Punya Shravana Kirtana. Now don't be discouraged if you have trouble pronouncing mantras in Sanskrit, because there's a lot of people that have that problem. But we have the shining example of Jayananda Prabhu. Prabhupada said he went back to Godhead, and Jayananda Prabhu had love in his heart for Prabhupada and Krishna, but he wasn't very good at chanting mantras. So, but still, in general, Prabhupada says we should do it every day, and then he says this, which is funny. He says, you should chant and remember, and you should take it to heart and memorize it. So you got to memorize the whole 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What we have to do in this life. We dedicate our life to Prabhupada. Like I said, we can get out of the material world. Sri Shuka Uvacha Rajanivam Krita Prashno Vasudevena Dimahi Dimata Vrittastam Ahadevashir Hare Samsmarito Gunai. Shukdev Goswami said, O King, Devarshi Narada was pleased by the questions of the highly intelligent Vasudeva. Because they suggested the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they reminded Narada of Lord Krishna. Thus Narada replied to Vasudeva as follows. Sri Narada Uvacha Samyagetad Yavasitam Bhavata satvatar shava. Yat trichjase bhagavantam. Dharmam stvam vishvabhavanam. Sri Narada Vacha. Samyagetatyavasittam. Bhavata satvatar shava. Yat richyase bhagavatam. Dharmam svam vishvabhavanam. Sri Narada Uvacha. Dharshava. Yat prichchase bhagavatam. Dharmam svam vishvabhavanam. Sri Narada Vacha. Mujhe dasitam. Samyagita Vyavasita Bhavata Sattvaharshaha Yat Krityase Bhagavatam Dharmam Svam Vishvabhavanam Sri Narada Uvacha Eta Vyavastam Bhavata Sattvaharshaha Yat Prichyase Bhagavatam Dharmam Svam Vishvabhavanam Jinaram Vacha Samyagita Vyavyasitam Bhavata Sattvaharshaha Yat prichyase bhagavatam dharmangstang vishvabhavanam. Ladies. Sri Narada Vacha Samyagita Vyavyasitam Bhavata Sattvaharshaha Yat prichyase bhagavatam dharmam svam vishvabhavanam. Okay, word for word. Sri Narada Uvacha. Narada Muni said, samyak, correctly, etat, this, vivyasitam, determined, Bhavata, by you. Satvata, Rishabha, O best of the Satvata clan. Yat, because. Prichchase, you are asking about. Bhagavatam, Dharman, duties toward the Supreme Lord. Tvam, you. Vishvabhavanan, which can purify the entire universe. Sri Narada said, O best of the Satvatas, you have quite correctly asked about the eternal duty of the living entity toward the Supreme Lord. Such devotional service to the Lord is so potent that its performance can purify the entire universe. Purport. A similar statement was made by Sri Shukdev Goswami in the first verse of the second canto when he congratulated Parikshit Maharaj for asking about Krishna. Bariyane shate prashna kritto loka hitan ripa Atmavit samata pungsang srotavyadishuya paraha. My dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. Similarly, Srila Suta Goswami congratulated the inquiring sages of Naimasharanya. Munaya saru prishtoham bhavadhir lokamangalam yatritta krishna samprashno yenatma suprasiddhati. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Narada will now answer Vasudeva's inquiry about the process of devotional service. Later, at the end of their conversation, he will reply to Vasudeva's comments about Vasudeva's faulty intentions. Namashishtam unamapi sachiputram atrasvarupam rupam tasya grajam urupurim maturim gosapatim radhakundam girivaram ho radhikamaravashyam prapto jasya kritipipipaya Sri Gurum tamanatasmi. He Sri Guru Jnana Radina Bandha Swananda Ratta Karuneka Sindhu Vrindavana Sinahi Tavatara Prasira Radha Pranaya Prachara He Dina Bandha Karuneka Sindhu Guru Prasharam Mahimanamure Lakshavarade Tati Aparade Tatpara Paranistu Mutista Krishne Tatpara Paranistu Mutista Krishne. Another point on the importance of hearing, there's another verse in this 11th canto here that says, pure devotional service rendered to the Lord is spiritually potent, so spiritually potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, by chanting its glories in response, by meditating upon it, by respectfully, faithfully accepting it, or by praising the devotional service of others, even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings can be immediately purified. That's a pretty heavy statement. Even if you hate all living entities, including the demigods, if you simply take to this hearing and chanting, you can become purified. So that gives me hope. Prabhupada says here, Prabhupada says, this hearing is so important. If you chant Hare Krishna, you become purified. You can cultivate Krishna consciousness if you follow the descriptions given in the Shastra. So I can request even the drunkards, you can become Krishna conscious. The drunkard, what to speak of others? Because Krishna says, Rasaham apsakanteya, I am the taste of liquid. Generally liquid, water is taken. So liquor is also liquid. Liquor is bad because it creates intoxication. Otherwise, it's made from sugar, molasses with sulfuric acid fermented. So far I know, we were in the chemical line. Molasses fermented with sulfuric acid and then distilled, that is called spirit or liquor. So the thing is, nothing is bad, but if a thing creates a bad effect, then it is bad. So I shall request even the drunkards in your country, and there are many drunkards, there is no scarcity. If you'll kindly, yesterday in the mall, they had a pretty girl standing outside one of the stores with bottles of wine in little cups. And people were walking by shopping and she was pouring them glasses of wine. I noticed this a couple weeks ago. They were doing it again yesterday. So, you know, you give them a little alcohol, they loosen up, maybe they'll spend more money. I don't know, but everybody liked it. People were lining up to get the drinks. But if they would just go, Russo, hum, up, so count, yeah, Prabhupada says, there's no scarcity in your country of drunkards. So if you'll kindly remember when drinking your wine, this nice taste of wine is Krishna. Just begin with that. Then you will come out a day a saintly person. Prabhupada says, you will be Krishna conscious. It's so nice. It's practical. So this is the mercy of the pure devotees. They come and they give. They have it, and then they come and they give it. Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan with Radha Damodar and Rupa Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj and ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, but Paradukaduki, his heart was suffering because the whole world doesn't know about it. And I got to tell you, last night I was so tired I didn't want to come to the program, but I said, you know, Maharaj is leaving, I'm coming. So I came, and he gave this presentation of their tribal preaching, It's unbelievable. They go to these places. It's not really village. It's tribal. They don't have roads. They don't have. I mean, it takes them 2-3 days just to get out to this remote place. They take. They showed these funny bridges, and they're walking around, and then they take boats, and they finally get out there. So they show up, and you know, can you imagine Bhakti Prashodhanara shows up at your. It's not really a village yet. You're forest, and here he comes in. Harinam Sankirtan Prasadam Distribution. I mean, he's so blissful. When he comes here, everybody starts smiling. When you listen to him speak, everybody, because why? Because he's a Krishna conscious person. He's actually aware of Krishna. That's why he's ecstatic. So these village people, he said, they're so submissive. Whatever you tell them, they just say yes. So they give them mridangas, kartels, japa beads, and bags. And they teach them how to do kirtan and chant japa. And they preach to them, give them books. And then they give them Lord Jagannath. And then they build temple for Lord Jagannath. I mean, you can see on this presentation, they're out in the woods. There's nothing out there. And then sometimes they have to travel like up a mountain for miles just to get water every day, stuff like that. So the devotees are going out into these remote areas and creating Jagannath temples and devotees doing kirtan. And there's several groups. And one devotee said, oh, I think it was Pran, he said, how long have you been doing this? Because it was Assam and Tripur and West Bengal, other places, and they showed several places. And he said the project started 3 years ago. It's amazing what they've done. It's like Priti Viti Achayata Nagarati Gram, just in front of your eyes. It's Krishna manifests his Leela. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya are going to everywhere. I mean, I go to the cities, I go to Orlando, and everybody comes there, and I give them books. And I give them the mantra. I feel like I'm doing really good when I teach them the Maha Mantra. But these devotees, they show up at your place, and you become a Jagannath Bhakta. Next thing you know, you're leading kirtan and chanting japa and reading Bhagavatam. I mean, it's amazing. And this is available to each and every one of us, and everyone out there that hasn't got it yet. I met this family from England yesterday, and when I gave them the chant and be happy, the husband grabbed the book and said, we were there. They stopped in New York before they went to Orlando, and they went down and they saw Prabhupada's tree, and they told me, they said, we were where they started this thing. Now, it just made my day. I really needed it. Krishna, sometimes Krishna gives you a little nectar because you're out there. I mean, I got this stupid knee thing going on, so I'm limping around the mall with a book bag, and I'm suffering, and I'm thinking, please, Krishna, send somebody nice, you know, because it's... I mean, I love my service, and it's ecstatic to distribute books, but sometimes it's hard, and it was 105 degrees yesterday, too, and it wasn't exactly comfortable, but when I met that family, they were so happy to meet me and to tell me that they went there to where Prabhupada started this thing. It was like, thank you, Nitai, I needed that. So anyway, Prabhupada says here, this is another lecture he gave in 75. So Prabhupada says, when you become Krishna conscious, then you have to preach. You cannot make any compromise. You must call the spade a spade, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad is a Mahajan. Out of the 12, he is one of them. He was very bold. He was not afraid of his demoniac father. He chastised him in so many ways, but he was never afraid, just like our people are being persecuted. So you have to be put in jail sometimes for preaching Hare Krishna. It's not an easy thing. This is not an easy-going life. My Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he didn't like that his disciples would be easy-going, cheap Vaishnavas. Cheap Vaishnava. Muni Tumi Kishera Vaishnava. He's saying, my dear mind, oh, are you going to be a Vaishnava? And what kind of Vaishnava are you? Vaishnava K. You are chanting Hare Krishna? Are you imitating Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami? Solitary place? No. You are simply thinking of women and money. The mind is filled with so many dirty things. So this kind of bhajan is simply cheating. He was after preaching. First of all, you must go door to door, just like Nityananda Prabhu did at the risk of his life. He was hurt by Jagai and Madai. Blood came out of his head. Lord Chaitanya became very much angry, wanted to kill him immediately. Lord Nityananda said, my dear sir, you promised that in this incarnation you will not take any weapon. Please be kind upon them. So this is Nityananda Vamsa. Nityananda Vamsa means one who takes the risk of preaching work. He can claim Nityananda Vamsa. It's not an easy thing. The preaching work is not easy going. There are so many difficulties. All the big preachers had troubles. Sri Ramanujacharya, his life was attempted to be killed. Why Ramanuja? My Guru Maharaj was attempted to be killed. 25,000 rupees were raised in a fund for bribing the police, he told me personally. In Navadweep, the Gosais wanted to kill Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So the preaching work is very risky, always. Tatsaru manye suravarya dehino. So Krishna Shamprashna, if you want to make the whole world peaceful, nenatma suprasiddhati, it means you must become satisfied. Su means super, so extra satisfied. People should be educated to inquire about Krishna. This is this very word, yat krita Krishna samprasno. So make propaganda in this way, that everyone becomes inquisitive. So we have this amazing opportunity that Prabhupada has come and given to us in this golden age, which only happens. You got to wait 999 Kali Yugas before you get the Prem Yuga. In the words of my friend Varshana Swami, he says it's not really a Kali Yuga, it's more like a Prem Yuga. Because Namo Mahabhata Naya Krishna Prema. You don't just get liberated to Vaikuntha, you get Krishna Prema. So Prabhupada's coming here, he's given us, here's the idea. Come in, get some Prema. So we take shelter at Prabhupada's lotus feet, and if we do something to help, if we come with the attitude like, how can I help you, Srila Prabhupada? This humble attitude of, I've been given this matchless gift, this precious thing that I can't even appreciate it, but I've been given this, and then by your order, you've told me, please give it to the others. If we can somehow or other be engaged in that flow of devotional service, then we are guaranteed to get out of here. Tasmat, right? And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that you are very dear to me if you take this up. And all of us are Prabhupada's servants. All of us are in the same mission here. Chaitanya Nitya came to save everyone. And whether you're out in the jungles and giving people Lord Jagannath, or whether you're giving people lollipop prasadam and books in the wherever you are, whether it's an airport or a mall or out in the parking lots, it's always the same. The jiva comes in contact with Krishna. And it's the most important thing that could ever happen to anybody, is to come in contact with Krishna. Prabhupada says here, first, you should properly understand your relationship with Krishna and your duties in relation. Ultimately, the goal of ecstatic love for him, prayojana. And then remaining firmly fixed in your alliance with Krishna, go and confidently fight the battle against Maya. And even if you don't go out and distribute books or go out in Harinam or go out and start Jagannath temples in the forest, still, when you wake up in the morning, you have to fight with Maya. At least I know I do. Have you ever had this experience when you're reading or chanting or doing something, but your mind is thinking about something about 7 million miles away? Anybody ever? Come on. Admit it. The mind is really hard to control. It's like trying to control the wind. You ever try to control the wind? So, but Krishna loves us, and he wants to help us. We do have to come a little bit toward him and make a little endeavor. Just like when you throw the rope down in the well to save you, you have to just grab the rope, so you have to participate. So you go forward and you fight the battle with Maya, which to me, every time when I wake up in the morning, that's the beginning of the fight, Jayati Jana Nivaso, Devaki Jana Navada. So that's on us to do that. Otherwise, who knows what I'll be thinking of later. If I don't get up and chant my japa and read Prabhupada's books, I don't know what I'll think of in the afternoon, because I get up and I chant them and I read and I go to the morning program. When I'm out on Sankirtan walking through the malls, I think all kinds of whacked out stuff. And it's almost impossible to control. But I bring myself back because I have books in my hand and I'm doing my service and I'm running around the mall. So then the next verse. Whoever daily fights the battle of life only for Lord Krishna's sake discovers prosperity, mystic perfection, and transcendental knowledge in the palm of his hand. How easy this has been made. Prabhupada came and he gave this to us. There's a few things that we have to do. We have to be careful not to be offensive. We have to try to appreciate what it is. Each and every jiva is very dear to Krishna. And when those jivas come and they come closer to Krishna through the Pure Devotees Association, they become even more dear to Krishna. So all of the devotees that come, we have to have such respect for them. I went to a class the other night where Madhumati was giving the class, and I had never heard this before, but I really like it, that when you approach the door to the temple, first thing you should do is offer avanchakalpa turubhyascha obeisances to the Vaishnavas that you see. Then come in, then offer obeisances to your spiritual master, and then to the deities, which I had never heard that, and they quoted Radhana Swami saying that. I really like that, so I've been doing that lately when I get to the temple, because at first I see the Vaishnavas, and I pay obeisances. And also in that same class, she recommended that in family life, and it sounded really funny when she said it, but in family life, the children and the wife and the husband, they should offer obeisances to each other when they see each other in the morning, which is a really nice thing. I would have never thought of that, but it's a really nice thing. So we've implemented that in our household life, that when we see each other in the morning, we pay obeisances to each other, and then I say, Madhumati ki jai. Because if you get association of devotees, you can be inspired. It's so important. Just like when you come and you listen to, like last night, I was not inspired. I was so tired. I was totally fried from working all day yesterday. And when I got home, I said, are you going to the program? And Roddy was tired too, and they weren't going. So I took a shower, and I sat there, and I was like, I'm getting ready to go. I'm almost getting ready. I'm going. And then I said, Div, just go. He's leaving tomorrow. You might not see him for a year. You might never see him again. What do I know? So I came and I sat there and I watched his presentation, and it was unbelievable what it did to my heart. And I was listening. On Wednesday nights, Vaisheshika Prabhu gives a Bhagavad Gita class. And unfortunately, because it's California, it starts at 9. So I always try to listen to it. I usually nod out around 10, but I was listening and I stayed up late. But the first thing he did in his Bhagavad Gita class is he pulled out Ishapanishad and Upadeshamrita. And they chanted all the verses and they read all the English translation. And after he did that, he said, what did you think of that, Prabhus? Does that make you feel better that we've read those two books? And it took him less than 15 minutes to do. And everybody said, yes. And Vice said, okay, do that every day. Add that to your sadhana. Every day, get out the Ishapanishad and the Upadeshamrita. And I've been doing that since 73 when he made me do it. Of course, we didn't get the Upadeshamrita until 75, but we're doing the Ishapanishad every day. Thank you, Vaish. And if we participate in the hearing and chanting like that, just add a little extra like that, 15 minutes or less. And then he said the Chad. He mentioned Chad membership, chapter a day. If you read a chapter a day, Prabhupada says, he's got an old quote from New York, Prabhupada says you should read at least one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. And if you read a chapter of Gita every day, you'll get ecstatic. And then Vaish goes, how long does it take to read the 12th chapter? 5 minutes. If you chant, it's only 20 slokas. If you chant those slokas and read that, it's about a 5 or 6 minute excursion into bliss. And if you want to get a little bolder, there's Be a Sage by Page, and they've got it broken down. If you read 41 pages a day, which Vaish claims takes 1 hour, you can read the Bhagavatam, entire Bhagavatam, in 1 year. So I took a vow of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm doing 11 pages a day at CC. And it's nice. It's so nice. And I find when you do it, because, you know, at first you start doing it and you got to find a place in your schedule to put it in. Then you put it in and then you do it. And then I start reading more, 20, 30 pages, because it's nice. It's such a nice thing. So if we remember to stay involved in hearing and chanting, keep the vibration going. And if we're humble, Bhakti Siddhanta, I got this quote here from Prabhupada. This is a letter, 1974. Prabhupada says, love means cooperation. And that's one of Vaish's favorite quotes. He says, the hardest austerity you'll ever perform is to cooperate. Prabhupada says, regarding your question about the relationship between a sannyasi and a temple president should be, my hope is that you will all be able to cooperate together. The president is in charge. The sannyasi should not contradict instructions of the temple president. Not that we will try to override the president's authority. I want that you all work together cooperatively. Please continue your program with great enthusiasm. Strictly follow my regulations without any deviation. Keep yourselves fixed in Krishna's service and don't let even a split moment go beyond being engaged in the service of Maya. Not even a split moment. And then he says, read and preach. As a sannyasi, your first duty is to read my books. Otherwise, how will you preach? In order to remain steadily fixed in Krishna consciousness, there must be a sound philosophical understanding. Otherwise, it will become only sentiment. Wherever you find any time, please read my books. So Prabhupada came and he gave us all these books and he told us to read them so we'd know what to say. And at one point he said, our Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world. This new Krishna trilogy is selling everywhere like hotcakes. And I remember selling them like hotcakes. They came in those thin boxes, you know, there was, I don't know, it was 80 or 100 trilogies, and there was light blue, beautiful little Krishna books. And we'd bring those babies in, and we were giving them out like hotcakes. I love that, like hotcakes, Prabhupada said. So you have to remember, even though we don't, I'll give you an example. Sometimes you might think, well, that jiva doesn't want this. You know, you might be walking through a mall somewhere, and these people are busy. They're up to their eyeballs in Maya. And, you know, you have to go in and say, excuse me, how you doing? Everybody having fun? And there's a little story. There's so many of these. I recommend reading this. This is essential reading for anybody who wants to get a grip on the preaching effort of Srila Prabhupada. It's a story of this devotee now who joined, who got a book. And Vaish says, right now there's millions of special souls waiting to meet Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Or any of other Srila Prabhupada's books. Take books out with you and look for those special souls. Lord Chaitanya will help you find them. To illustrate the truth of this, let me introduce to you Jeff. Jeff is a 29-year-old medical student, graduated from West Point. Recently came to Krishna consciousness. Now, Bhakta Jeff. Bhakta Jeff, after receiving Bhagavatam, and he's been chanting and reading, he's joined, he wrote a letter to Vaish. And this is Bhakta Jeff. This is Bhakta Jeff wrote this. When I first read it, I missed that. And I thought Vaish wrote this. All of these books stand out in a kind of unusual way. For his divine grace to have translated so many texts at such a time, so accurately into such an alien language, is itself a superhuman accomplishment. That alone is difficult to imagine doing, but that is not the strength of these books. The unique thing is the quality and detail that was put into each purport. They're not lip service. It's obvious his entire soul has been put into this writing. Like Prabhupada said, these are my devotional ecstasies. And he would read his books. Prabhupada would have devotees read them to him. They're not lip service. It's obvious that his entire soul had been put into this writing. As if the ink is made of faith and philosophy of love. As if the ink is made of faith and the philosophy of love. But love for Krishna and for duty, not love for the feelings of the reader. The words are demanding and sharp, as they should be. You know how the word of Krishna is Krishna. It's of that same sort of caliber. He accomplished that as close to it as any spirit can. That's how powerful the devotional service was that he put into this task. It made the result transcendental to that degree. Vaish says, just see how Jeff received Srimad Bhagavatam and felt Prabhupada's compassion and personal association. He is special, obviously. But the truth is, there are untold numbers of people just like Jeff waiting for these books. Billions of others who don't have the level of spiritual qualification to respond to the Bhagavatam as Jeff has. Why not give those people the chance to grow too? In this world, people live behind closed doors. They need Lord Chaitanya's devotees to knock on those doors, compassionately introduce them to Krishna's voice in the Gita, and then show them the light shining from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Conditioned souls are in urgent need of the vibration contained in Prabhupada's books. People are crying out for this mercy. Srila Prabhupada heard their cries, came to their help. Let's follow in his footsteps by tending to our family business. That's just one example. How many books have we distributed? There's a list somewhere. You know, how many millions of books have gone out there, and all those millions of people that took them home, and all of those people that said, I'm not going to read it, I'll put it on the shelf, or I'll give it to my friend. And these books are Krishna. And wherever they go, they do something. They create something. It's like this morning when they read After Mongol, that thing where we go somewhere where there's no chanting, so we induce. We add it. We go into Orlando and we bring the chanting. I'm walking around giving people the books and giving them prasadam, giving them the mantra. Why? Because that's what we're supposed to do. Not only are we supposed to do it, but it's actually ecstatic when you do it. Every time I go out and do sankirtan, and it depends. Sometimes it's hard to get started. It's like the hardest thing to do is to just get in the car and go, okay, I'm going to go drive 130 miles and then going to get out and walk around and see if I can't find some sincere souls to buy these books. I tell people, I say, this is an austere thing. My job is to meet tourists and then try to get them to give me money before they spend it in the mall. And they love it. Because that's all they're doing. It's their last 3 days in Orlando, and they tell the kids, get rid of all the American money. And they're just out there literally flushing it away, buying stuff that's made in China that they don't need, and they have it in England anyway. So I tell them that, you know, because some people, they're out, you know, they just hem and haw, and they don't want to give their money. And I tell them, I know what I'm asking you to do is really hard. It's your money. You worked for it. Why should you give it to me? You don't even know me. And then I say, but look at these shops. You don't know them. And look at those bags. And the kids come around like, Daddy, give me the card, you know. And the man's sitting there, oh, I gave him the card 2 hours ago. What was I thinking? And they're out there standing. It's 106 degrees. The outlet malls are not air conditioned. The shops are air conditioned, but the mall is actually outside. Of course, it started raining yesterday like a hurricane. Rained so hard, the water was everywhere. It's just flooded the food court. It was all kinds of fun. But that's what happens in the material world. You come to the material world, you want to party. That's what it's all about. Woohoo! Let's have fun. And then you get here, and things just don't seem to work, you know? But they never give up. The jiva never gives up. He keeps trying. Why? Ananda, right? He wants to find that. He's looking for it because it's his natural thing. He's supposed to be happy. He's supposed to be blissful. He's not supposed to be miserable. He's not supposed to be walking around the mall buying junk that his kids don't need. And I always talk to the men. I go, I was seeing, 5 years? Because it takes them another 4 or 5 years to go home and work and save up that kind of money to come back and visit the mouse. 100 million people came last year to see the mouse. 100 million. It's the biggest tourist destination on earth. Punar Mushi Kababa. You know, then you go to Disney and your kid gets eaten by a gator. Kind of ruins everything. Seriously. You're in a resort. It's one of the richest companies on the planet, Disney. They make $18 million a day. Well, they have movies. This is not just the parks. But what? It costs $20 to park there. They couldn't figure out, maybe in the lagoons or maybe in Florida, there may be a gator. You just think they might have thought of that, you know? So you bring your family, oh, Disney, da 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 da. The kid gets eaten in front of your eyes. You're sitting at a beach. I mean, how hellish is that? That's got to be the most hellish thing you can ever imagine. Oh, this is a fun vacation, honey, only cost us 20 grand. And you're sitting on the beach in the resort, inside of Disney. They're not out of the hotel. They're inside Disney. They're playing on a beach. And a 2-year-old kid gets just taken away by a gator like, what do we do now? What's my next move? All of a sudden, the party is ruined. You came here to party, and you're partying. You got your job, you got your income, and you got your family. You flew them all away. I mean, some of these people fly from all over the world just to see the mouse. And then that happens. Or there's so many other things that happen. I met a family that lost everything. They got here. The first night they got here, they checked in their hotel, and they said, can we, you know, put stuff in the safe? And the hotel people said, yeah, sure, but it's going to be an hour. Why don't you go to dinner? So they just put their stuff in the room, they went to dinner, they came back, and all their stuff was gone. And the man, the woman was, this just, they, I saw, I met them the next morning, right? That night it happened. They came back from dinner, and all their stuff was gone. And the woman was still in tears. And the kids are freaking out. What are we going to do? And the father said, we lost iPads, iPhones, $9,000 in cash, and everything else that they took, their luggage. And I mean, you know, so here you are. You came. Whatever. I'm just, you know, I'm saying, you come to party, and it doesn't work. Then what do you do, right? And you got to call England. And we got ripped off, you know, and can you send me $5,000, you know, and we're dying here. What are you going to do? Because this is the Jiva never gives up. You know, he's going to do it. And I guarantee you, 2 or 3 years later, that same family is going to come back. And this time they're going to make sure you get the safe. But this is the same, this is the cycle that repeats itself over and over and over in this material world of frustration. It's all there is to it. It's frustrating. It's not, it's almost impossible to see the spiritual. But you have to try because you don't want to get depressed. If you look at the Kali Yuga stuff, if you look at all the stuff that's going on, you don't want to look at it, but you have to because you can't really miss it. But if you think about it, you may become discouraged or depressed. And we don't want that. So that's why the vibration is so important. You have to constantly hear and chant and remind yourself of reality. Because if you get lost and start thinking, maybe I want to take my kids to see Mickey Mouse, which everybody does. But you have to remember the reality part. You know, you can go to Disney, you can go to the beach. I like to do a lot of stuff like that. But if you don't have some kind of Krishna conscious foundation, you get farther and farther away. And we don't want that. We want to get closer to Krishna. Our advice used to say, don't worry, Div. It says in the Bhagavatam, that one who's engaged in Krishna's service, even if he's running with eyes closed, he will never trip and fall. I said, yeah, right. So he said, here it is, Vaish. Tell me where it is. So he gave me the verse. Same book we're reading. This verse is the 30th in this chapter. Ata atnyatikam jemam prichchamo bhavato naga samsare smin knardo pi satsanga sevadirninam. Wrong verse. That's a good verse too. Sorry. It's me after all. Okay, now this one. They're both ecstatic, but this one is the one I wanted to share. Yanastaya naro rajan. I knew it sounded different. Nap pramadita karhichit davan milyave netre naskalan napatet iha. Now here it is. One who, one who accepts this process of devotional service to the Lord will never blunder on his path in this world. Even while running with eyes closed, he will never trip or fall. Srila Prabhupada comments, the process of devotional service is a very happy one. Why? Because devotional service means Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It's very easy. You can simply attend philosophical lectures on transcendental knowledge by authorized acharyas. Simply by sitting, one can learn, and then one can eat the remnants of food offered to God and take nice palatable dishes. In every state, devotional service is joyful. Sometimes philosophers criticize devotees because they think that they are naive sentimentalists. Actually, that is not a fact. They are very, very learned scholars who have put forth a philosophy of devotion. But even if a devotee doesn't take advantage of their literature, this is amazing, Prabhupada says, even if the devotee doesn't read it, which is something that we've experienced, I know I have. It took me a long time to read Prabhupada's books. Anyway, even if the devotee doesn't take advantage of the literature or even of his spiritual master, if he is sincere in his service, then he is helped by Krishna himself in his heart. So the sincere devotee is engaged in Krishna consciousness can never be without knowledge. The only qualification is that one carry out his service in full Krishna consciousness. That's the hard part, to carry out your service in full Krishna consciousness. But to have that, you can be comfortable and don't ever worry about it. That even if you didn't take the time to read Prabhupada's books, and even if you're following the best you can, but you're not that good at it, that if you're engaged sincerely in your service, that Krishna will personally help you. Karmati nirdahati kintu cha bhakti vajam. Nirdahati means that Krishna, he minimizes it. I wonder sometimes, you know, like when something happens, And you wonder, this is the minimized version, you know? I wonder what I was supposed to get. You know, I'm probably supposed to lose my leg or something. You know what I mean? Not just a strained ligament. I was probably supposed to die or lose my leg. And we have to stay involved in Krishna consciousness and remember that. It's just, it gives me peace knowing, because I, like I said about the mind thinking all these things, because I have to live with that. We're living with that every single day. And when I hear some of the stuff my mind comes up with, I'm thinking, oh, Krishna, please help me out of here. And that's, and it's there. He's there in our heart, and he's there for us, and Prabhupada has given it to us. Anyway, Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati Thakur says, we will be drawn by the attractions and repulsions of this place to the same degree as the amount of intervening distance there is between us and the lotus feet of Krishna. That's nice, huh? We will be drawn by the attractions and repulsions of this place to the same degree as the amount of intervening distance there is between us and the lotus feet of Krishna. That should be an impetus right there to be Krishna conscious. Anyway, if anybody wants to add anything, I would love to hear it. Please. Come on, Prabhus. What'd you get out of this? Vaishali says, hey, if you walk out of here and somebody goes, what was he talking about in there? What was that guy saying? What would you say? Say, hey, what did Div say? What's that guy talking about in there? We've seen him. Doesn't wear dhoti, he's got hair, he's a wacko. What did he say? You guys must have heard something out of this. Come on. Help me out here. I had to come up and sit here and do this after Maharaj. You know how hard that is? You got 3 days of sweet Maharaj like that, and then you get Div.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the very nice class. I just wanted to add something when you were speaking about the devotees. How Madhumati was saying, offering your obeisances when you come in the temple room to the devotees first. And so we used to do that at Gita Nagari. But the funny thing is, every time a devotee, at Mangal Artik, every time a devotee would come in, before Mangal Artik, everybody would offer their obeisances. But after a while, the devotees, I guess, kind of got tired of up, down, so everyone would stay outside. until the conch blew, and then come in to kind
you
of
do it all again. Well, it's interesting because, you know, in the old days we used to offer obeisances to each other. You know, I mean, back in the days where, you know, in the 70s and stuff, and it's such a nice thing when you do it. It doesn't seem like a big deal or anything, but when you do it, you think, oh, that was nice. Yes. Think about it, Vega. It'll come to you. My mother used to say, the little door closed. Yeah, you'll have that as you get older. I got to get up out of wherever I am in the house. I got to go get something. I get out to the kitchen. I go, what did I come in here for? Honest, you know, like, geez. Pancharatna Prabhu, Mayapuri, Hare Krishna. So nice to see you.
Nice to be here. Thank you. For reminding us about the power of the holy names, the power of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the message of Krishna. And I especially appreciate your last contribution, giving us hope that even if we are blindfolded, we're blind.
It's nice.
If you're on the path,
running along, you'll never trip and fall.
Yes, it seems that once you stay or you enter onto the path of devotional service by hearing, because you're hearing that even you don't see what you're doing, or you by keeping the call, the sound vibration in front of you, it's like even in a dark place, if you follow the sound, you can get there. So that's what I took out of that we don't see where we can't see where we're going, but we can hear the Lord in front calling. And if we follow that, we'll get there.
That's very nice, bro. Appreciate it. Because we're all lost in the material world, and you don't want, and we're trying to get rid of anarthas, you know, and you don't want to be like, you know, Homer Simpson, oh, stupid anarthas. You know what I mean? What we really want to do is we want to give up anarthas and take up better activity. And if you don't have the vibration going, there's a lot of vibration out there, and you'll be, the tendency is to hear something. So if you're not hearing this, you're going to be hearing all that other stuff.
There's one Srila Prabhupada's conversation, room conversation in Rishikesh with an Indian professor in 77. Prabhupada went to Rishikesh to drink water. He says, there's been many editions of the Bhagavad Gita, but there haven't been produced not even one devotee. And we have our Bhagavad Gita, and there's been many Vaishnavas all over the world. He said, that's my contribution. That's a miracle. He said, the truth has to be spoken, you know. Now there's many Vaishnavas all over the world with Prabhupada's books. And that's why he always emphasized the book distribution, you know. So please distribute my books, because it's the only hope for this world. It's the only hope for humanity. You know, Krishna consciousness movement is the only hope to save the world. And when he came in Mexico City, 1975, he told us to read his books and study. And he wanted that we have five lectures a day.
Five?
Five lectures a day, every day. And we did it, and the whole atmosphere changed, you know, the whole move of the devotees between devotees and the temple, everything, all the ashrams was clean, and everybody knew more the philosophy, more guests, more preaching, you know. So we just have to follow. Oh, in the morning, like Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then in the evening, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar Devotion, Krishna book, like five lectures a day. It sounds like a while, but it's possible. He said, and then you take a break, like in universities and colleges, the students take a break, 10, 15 minutes break after each class. But anyway, so, you know, in Florida, so many tourists come to visit Orlando. Even a lot of people driving, a lot of Indian families, they come from Pennsylvania, Atlanta, and they come to see the views here. You know, we're giving prasad and maha. Where are you going? Orlando. I said, well, that's good. You came to see the Vedas first, darshan, and then you're going to go and see, take darshan of Mickey Mouse. And they start laughing. You know, oh, yeah. So even our Indian family, even our devotees, you know.
Anybody with kids.
They take darshan of Mickey Mouse. Anyway, thanks.
Okay, Prime, let's hear something. Youth, let's hear some youth. This is next generation, Yogeshwar.
I'm always inspired by your enthusiasm. Definitely hope I can emulate that in my own life. And reading, I have a hard time with it, and I'm trying. And like you said, it's so important that we keep not just chanting, but also hearing Srila Prabhupada's books. So I'm hoping that I'll get to the point where I can actually enjoy it, to where I want to read more, you know, and more books and more pages every day. Right now, I'm kind of forcing myself to do it.
that's your sincerity. Right. It is, Prabhu. That's another. He does programs at his house too. This guy's into Krishna consciousness. He is. He'll tell you he's not. He's in Maya. He's flying planes around the world. But he's really into Krishna consciousness. He even preached in the cockpit. I heard that. You gave that class. But he's so humble, you know. And look at him. You know, he comes from Yogeshwar. I mean, your dad is Yogeshwar, Prabhu. I wish I had a dad like that.
I'm lucky for sure.
Well, plus that you admit it. You say, look, I'm not really into reading, but I'm going to try, you know. Read one paragraph. That's what I told my son, you know. He after 20 years, he goes, can I have a Bhagavad Gita? I never read it. Born a devotee, named Nitai, never read the Bhagavad Gita. What's the matter with you guys? So I give him the Bhagavad Gita, and then, you know, it sat there, and it sat there, and every time I said, so you read it? No. Did you start it? No. I said, just read one paragraph. How hard is that? He's a student at UCF. He wants to be a psychiatrist. What junk you got to read? I said, just take 5 minutes and read a paragraph. And then his brother started it. Nitai still isn't, but Denista started reading, and him and Chandi, they read Bhagavad Gita every day. I told them to do a chapter, but they do part of a chapter every day. And they didn't want to do it either, but they like doing it now that they're doing it. It's amazing. It's like poison in the beginning and nectar at the end, and we're like, yeah, I want the nectar. I don't blame you. I want the nectar too. And sometimes I get the nectar, but when I'm fried and I get fried, I read Prabhupada's books or I listen to them because I drive a lot. I do 1,500 miles a week in the car. So I'm constantly listening to Prabhupada's lectures. And it just takes away all the trouble. Like Akuti said in her class, she was going out. She said it was 100 degrees and she woke up and she was bitten all over by ants. And she said she was tortured, you know, scorched by the heat and bitten. And she said, what did she do? She went out on Harinam. And when she got out on the Harinam party out there, she didn't feel the heat or the bites, and she was in ecstasy. And that's a revelation. That's something that is real. That's tangible. And when I get fried and get mental and start thinking about who knows what, you just crack open anywhere in Prabhupada's books, and you are safe. It's so nice. And I might fall down 2 hours later, but you try. You keep trying. You get back up. You try again. Prabhupada, when the Nectar Devotion came out, Prabhupada said, read it once, twice, thrice. And then read it again. He said, don't read two pages and come to me, Prabhupada, what does this mean? He said, keep reading it and it will reveal itself to you. And it's a miracle. It's mystical. Who knows how Krishna does these things? How is he in our heart? He's in there. Size of a thumb, he's in your heart. Remember that. If you can remember that, you'll probably be better in your daily life and in your thoughts, because everything of the Lord's right there. He's in my heart. He hears everything I'm thinking. And if you don't know that, then you won't be able to remember that. That's why we had 60 books, you know. Tell me something else now. Come on.
I appreciate your opening comment that it's really simple. We just got to keep our nose clean and we can get out of here. You know, it's so easy to get carried away into the mental pretzel of, you know, philosophy and Krishna consciousness. But if we just come back to the basics, you know, Lord Chaitanya gave us this simple process in this crazy world, and that's all we got to do. It's so simple.
It is.
You know, a good friend of mine, we were sharing about our experience with chanting, and he was telling me, you know, if I can just really understand and believe that this is the best thing I could be doing right now, I'm going to be okay. Because that's hard sometimes for me, that, you know, chanting, I'm just repeating these words and all the stuff I got to do.
I know.
But if we can just accept this is the most important and beneficial thing I could be doing right now.
Just do it, whether you like it or not. Like Prabhupada said, whether you don't understand a word of it, just do it. And you get the mercy anyway. It's automatic if you're participating. You want to be active. You don't want to be inactive. I know a lot of my God brothers, and they're inactive. And Prabhupada's mission. I mean, they are inactive. And they always ask me, how do you do it? What are you doing? I go, I'm just doing the same things, you know. If you just play nice, and if you follow your spiritual master, you can do it. And it gets better. It really does. I know, because I had to be beaten. Vaishnava would just make me read. And I was like, come on, it's hard. I fall asleep. I'm tired. It's hard going out and selling books, you know. And I used to open the book, and I'd advise to wake me up. He'd say, walk back and forth and read. Or Ruchi, my friend Ruchi, when he'd show up, and whatever we were doing, wherever we were, we'd be in Mayapur standing there talking, who knows what, you know, devotees get around and just talk. Ruchi'd show up and go, Div, let's read Bhagavatam. And we'd just sit down, stop whatever we were doing, and we'd read Bhagavatam. And like an hour would go by, and we were happy. This is, it's always there. It's always there. Katanchana smrite yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vismite viparitam syat Sri Chaitanyam namamisham. If you think of Lord Chaitanya, impossible things become easy. If you forget Lord Chaitanya, simple things you can't do anything. Play nice.
I'm going to try to do that. You know, the tendency is to get together with friends to watch a movie or do this and that. Yeah, you want to come over? Let's have a kirtan. Let's read.
I mean, you know, you got to have a kirtan when you're having a kirtan. You got to watch movies when you're watching movies. And you got to surf when you're surfing. And you got to go on sankirtan when you're on sankirtan. It's just the way it is in this material world. We think that's the problem. We think, hey, wait a minute, chanting. I think I'll watch Harry Potter or whatever it is. Fill in the blank. But it's just like a stupid injury. Now, the first time I injured this knee, it was legitimate. I was running through O'Hare Airport with 15 books in my bag trying to catch some people that were going to buy books. And I fell, I tripped, and I slammed it on the floor. And it was messed up for a couple of months. And then I did it on a mountain in Colorado skiing. That was stupid, worse. And then this thing, I was surfing, and I just hit wrong and it twisted it. Luckily, it didn't break it. You know, it's the MCL, but it's just strained. The doctor told me yesterday, 6 to 8 weeks if you don't go out in sankirtan and if you stay away from the ocean. 8 weeks away from the ocean? I live on an anthill called Florida. The only good thing about it materially is the coast. And I can't even go in the ocean for 8 weeks. I wanted to enjoy. I wanted to party. I wanted to catch waves. Too bad. And now I'm limping around in sankirtan with my stupid knee. Anyway, is there anything else? I mean, we could stay here all day, but if there's anything else, I'll hear it. I love hearing from devotees. It's another thing about that program the other night at Matamatike. There was younger devotees there. I mean, not really young, but, you know, I'm 60. They're like 30. And they were speaking, too. And I love that. I liked it at Namsos, too. When they say where they're at and talk about their questions and their realizations, it's really beneficial. That's Sangha. Akadasi's got one, and then Vagavati.
I just wanted to say, as far as the reading, that I don't know how, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I start reading with this group of ladies, and we read out loud, and, oh, obviously, but that helps so much. It makes such a difference, and it was the same for me before. Like, I could never read. I would just fall asleep, but now I can even read by myself, but even when I'm by myself, I read out loud.
Me too.
And that makes a big difference.
Not only that, the sound vibration goes out in the ants and the whoever, you know, they get to hear it too. Vice just told me that the Keshava Bharti Maharaj does the 41 pages a day, and he does it out loud. Bhagavati Prabhu.
There was something you read which I can't remember exactly, but it was the same mood as one of the prayers that I think of a lot, where she's talking to Krishna, and she says, "My dear Lord Krishna, those who constantly hear and chant your transcendental glories or take pleasure in others doing so." Mm-hmm. You know, and then whatever the benediction.
That's you're in, see?
That's the thing. And there was a sentence today that was like, if you're happy to see others performing devotional service, and I thought, even if you can't do it yourself, because I think most of us tend to beat ourselves up if we're not on like the highest platform, but most of us aren't on the highest
platform.
That's
a mistake, yeah.
So that, I always find those statements super encouraging. And then when you're not like wallowing in depression, you think, oh, I'm some sort of a devotee, so maybe I will like to read the book, and you pick it up and read it.
That's why I love the affirmative where Prabhupada says, even if you don't read the books, even if you don't take advantage of your beautiful spiritual master, because we're us, then you still get it because he's in your heart and he goes, he's sincere, he's doing service, boom. Jayananda is the example. He tried to teach him how to chant Gayatri. Forget it. Prabhupada said, that doesn't forget it. But he went back to Godhead. I don't care about mantras. I want to go back to Godhead. I want to see the coward boys, and I want to see Krishna. I want to dance in the Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. I don't really care about mantras. I love mantras, and Prabhupada said, learn them. But I know devotees that can't say, Dehi knows Vinyata Dehi, and that's okay. I hate it when devotees beat themselves, like somebody does something stupid, whatever it is, fill in the blank. They go to a party, they go, whatever. And then they're like, look, I'm so ashamed of what I'm doing. And then they become so depressed, they can't do anything. That's not our philosophy. Prabhupada used to say, when a devotee did something psycho, you know, like some sannyasi would run off with a new bhakti or something whacked, and the devotees were like, he's a demon, you know, stuff like that. Prabhupada said, go open a new temple with your new wife. He didn't kick him out. He said, no, go ahead, now you got a wife. Good luck with that. How's that working out? But what he did is he engaged them in service, heavy service. Go open a temple. Guess what, Prabhu? Now you're the temple president, and that's your wife. Have a bunch of kids and spread the Lord's holy name. And that's the deal. That's the difference between, because not only we beat up ourselves, but we're really good at beating up the other ones. You know, I saw that. I knew you did. I get that all the time. And I don't blame people because, you know, my profile is different than most devotees. And I take a lot of heat from that because people are like, ah. But usually when they talk to me or they talk to somebody that knows me, they go, okay, it's not so bad. And he looks kind of weird. He says some weird stuff. But basically, I'm engaged in Prabhupada's service a lot. I do a lot of Sankirtan. And if I don't chant and read, I can't do it. So I'm in this. I mean, I love it. I'm glad I'm in it. But I'm in it. And all the devotees are in this. We're all in the same thing. Just like Ekadasi's class the other day. I really liked that. She was talking about like eating in restaurants and stuff. Because I remember when a prophet had his first 7-Up. That was what opened up the floodgates of eating and drinking anything you want, Sri Vishnu, anything you can think of. Because we were in Chicago and it was hot. And they told us the story on the plane. He had a 7-Up. And Prabhupada took the 7-Up and said, ah, very refreshing. And that was it. There was cases of 7-Up everywhere. Devotees like, it's bona fide. Prabhupada drinks it. You know, and that was okay. It's cool. But then, you know, then you go to India and then you go to Tiwaris. And then you get, and the next thing you know, you're sick because you're eating at restaurants. And then or you eat restaurants here, whatever. I personally, I'm a fanatic about how I eat. I'm a cook, and I really am. I'm a fanatic. I don't like going somewhere and having a salad with onions on it or something. It just bugs me. Most of us I know, they don't even notice. They don't care. They just eat it. They don't see a cow in it. They'll eat it. So, and that's okay. I mean, if you go to restaurants and free vegetables, but it might be harder to become Krishna conscious if we do things that aren't, you know, within. And things are going to happen. It's just the material world. That's all there is to it. You're not going to say anything, friend? Not one word?
Wonderful class.
Hare, that's not good. Say something. Tell me something. Teach me something. Hare Krishna. Prabhus, thank you so much for coming and listening. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sarva Vaishnavara Paya Kori Namaskar Itaya Parara Kichina Huka Amar Om Tat Sat.